AAMS Auto Audio Mastering System. Advanced Reference Database Tutorial. This video will explain how to use the AAMS Reference Database of Musical Styles and to use the database references for your own music. We will also explain how to create your own references and how to create your own musical reference style. AAMS works with analyzed files. These are called source files. But however, a reference file has the same base as a source file. AAMS compares source against reference and calculates a mastering plan to process into audio mastered files. Let's start with AAMS Reference Database of Musical Styles. AAMS Analyzer tab has three sections. The third one is the Reference Database Directory. This is a directory where the database files are located. The AAMS Reference Database contains presets of musical styles. Here the user can choose what style the source must be compared against. For instance, rock, soul, house EDM, or world music. Each musical style has got its own directory of sub-styles. For instance, rock hard, rock slow, rock male, rock female, etc. Each musical style has got one file that is called the main RMS reference. The references with RMS in their name are the main style references. The mastering RMS file is the first file to choose if you do not know your style. This is the most general mastering reference file of the database. For most music, this general RMS file is quite a good start. If you are a more experienced user, secondary choose the style RMS files. And as a third choose the sub-style files. Later on we will explain more about styles and creating your own references. Once again, your imported audio file which passed AAMS Analyzer is the source. The files found in AAMS database are references. AAMS compares source against reference and calculates a mastering plan that will be processed with AAMS digital signal processors. AAMS can be used to auto-audio master all audio files, with just a few button clicks and a wait. Audio mastering is the main purpose of AAMS, that is true. But however, AAMS is built for users that maybe want some more. A matching system that works, but also gives the user controls over the AAMS mastering process. AAMS suggestions are used to calculate a mastering plan. The user can control AAMS suggestions, so the user controls the mastering process of AAMS. With a vast database of references, or even creating own musical style references. We have now loaded a source file into AAMS Analyzer, the example audio file, from AAMS installation. This is the source file, your imported and analyzed audio file. You can see on the x-axis the frequency from 0 Hz to 20,000 Hz. And on the y-axis the degree of decibel reduction from 0. The spectrum analyzer chart displays the source file. To investigate the chart, you can zoom in by clicking inside the chart and drag to the right. The chart will zoom in. The user can now investigate bass frequencies, mids, and highs in this fashion. Just zoom in, click and drag right. Zoom out, click and drag left. Let's investigate and see the frequencies of the bottom end bass part. You can see curves, some lower and some higher. AAMS will calculate later on the differences. Now we can see the source parts. Let's see the bottom end bass frequencies from 0 to 170 Hz. We zoom in with the mouse. The bottom end contains the most power. So it is always nice to examine with your eyes, and maybe hold it for a thought to change it. More bass, less bass? Who knows? Well, if we load the reference out of the database, we could find out what AAMS is calculating. And hold that as our guide, to maybe adjust the reference, so that it fits your needs. The user's need for a quality mastering process, to use over and over, again and again. Let's load a reference out of the database. The database is filled with musical styles that could fit your need. So choose the reference style most likely is close to what your music sounds like. If you do not know or want a good overall reference, choose the file Mastering RMS. Click on Mastering RMS and use Open. Now you see two lines in the chart. Or better, the source is red and blue, while the reference is yellow and green. The Q factor properties are nice to play with, but it will give more or less details when released from automatic. And dragging the line will produce more or less details. This will not only affect the chart or display detail, it will affect AAMS calculations as suggestions also. Because as in equalizers or spectrum equalizers work, AAMS works with this Q factor. With less detail, the DSP EQ processor will be calculated and set up more flat. With more detail, the DSP EQ processor will be calculated and set up more curved. Anyway, it affects the behavior of AAMS DSP EQ, as well as the rest of processing. The source is red and blue, while the reference is yellow and green. The differences between source and reference are always calculated. Even if we change settings, the suggestions are recalculated. So at every time, the spectrum chart and DSP EQ chart is calculated by AAMS suggestions. Let's take a look at AAMS DSP EQ chart calculations. This chart will set up AAMS DSP Spectrum 100 band stereo equalizer. AAMS DSP EQ is spectrum based, that means all corrections EQ wise are linear and do not affect the source signal. Boosting and lowering is done by harmonics and frequency manipulations that do not change the signal, except for the frequencies selected. AAMS analyzer display can show the differences between source and reference in the spectrum chart. The automatic 100 band EQ calculations can be viewed in the EQ chart. The 8 multiband soft tube compressor is calculated from AAMS suggestions after DSP EQ. The balancing and loudness chart balances the source audio and boosts it to the user needs, as well as compares the loudness and balance from the reference file. All charts from AAMS Analyzer are updated instantly, and now you can see and investigate and change not only your source audio file, but you can adjust and create your own musical style that fits your needs in sound and audio. The AAMS reference database is a good starting point for most users. But to change the reference and mold or build a better reference with AAMS tools can really to the point make your audio sound as you want it. And that same trick can be repeated over all sources and used as a mastering profile for more tracks and sources to master automatically, over and over, again and again. with the same reference. Here we show the EQ calculations in different charts. The spectrum chart can be changed to view different sorts of calculations. From source, reference, source, and reference, EQ calculations, source, reference, and EQ, etc. This setup of the spectrum analyzer gives a good view of the source and reference, as well as the calculated differences. These differences form the basis of AAMS suggestions. AAMS calculated a mastering model out of source and reference. And for the DSP EQ calculations, AAMS hold in mind the curves are flat or steep, and corrects them by adding the Q factor. The Q factor is the amount of how detailed EQ scrubbing is calculated, and even AAMS suggestions are not a mere copy of the differences. AAMS suggestions are calculations based on what a mastering engineer would do manually. AAMS follows the same route and set up all processing, at an instance. EQ, compressor, balancing and loudness, are all calculated for. An AAMS will master your audio file to the next commercial level, or anyway as good as the reference is. Load the audio file in the DSP EQ player. Then we can adjust the center, left plus right, with the mouse. Click inside the chart to create more EQ chart points. Drag the EQ points for corrections. Let's play the example audio file that comes by installation of AAMS package. In the DSP EQ player, press play. We have selected the center adjust tab. When we change this chart with the mouse, all EQ frequencies are adjusted for both left and right. You can create as many EQ points by clicking on the mouse and drag them until you find a good sound. You can correct whole frequency ranges, or you can correct tiny frequency ranges. You can see all changes do affect the reference spectrum chart, the lines yellow and green. By selecting the left adjust tab or right adjust tab, we can now adjust left or right channels. You can now see that adjusting left and right differently, the yellow and green lines do come more apart from each other. This will greatly affect the balance of the reference. Anyway, you have now learned that AAMS reference files can be adjusted by the mouse with EQ points from a 100 band EQ from center, left and right. So if however you want to create your own reference files or adjusting just a tiny bit, you can change AAMS behavior and change the reference file. You can control how much bass, mids and highs are in your style reference. And when you are satisfied, you can save the reference under a new name. Go back to the first tab, Source and Reference. Under Reference, there is the option to save the reference. You can save your adjusted reference by clicking and naming the to be saved reference. And save. Now your own reference can be used to master your audio files. From start we have seen how AAMS works with source and reference files to make a suggestion for audio mastering processing. We have seen that we can manipulate and adjust the suggestions by Q factor and adjusting the reference stereo channels center left and right. We have now learned that we can save a reference that has been loaded out of the database and has been changed. But how do we copy the spectrum from music? When you have a favorite genre of music, a musical style, and you want it to be copied to your own music, and use AAMS to copy and master this musical style reference for you? How do we create a reference out of analyzed audio files? Let's say you are a band performing and recording. You create music and record it, mix it. But somehow the outcome of your music is not sounding like commercial music of the same genre? Why not use other artists' music to analyze into AAMS and use that as our own reference? Let's say you are a rock band, and want to sound like your favorite rock band? Then we can use other artists' rock tracks from CDs, MP3, or just recordings you choose to combine into a new reference. Let's say you are a DJ or dance music producer. Then you can use other artists' dance records and from that create a new dance reference. And use AAMS to master your music just the same. How do we do that? One of the most important subjects is the source-to-reference comparison that AAMS does. The reference file is about the most important, because it will determine the sound for mastering inside AAMS. Here you can see in blue the audio files we want to create a reference from. These are some files we have selected from rock, rap, EDM dance, musical styles. We are going to use them to create new references, combining what we want. First, we need to analyze all audio files. So AAMS Analyzer creates source analyzed files for each of them. In the Batch Reference tab, we can later on select what we need for each new reference. Then later on we can batch these analyzed files and create a new reference. So that you can create a reference that supports your musical style. And use it over and over for AAMS mastering purposes. This is one of the most important start for a more advanced user. Creating your own sound with AAMS adjust controls or create new styles references with AAMS Analyzer is a feature not found in any other software package. Also, AAMS might be giving a good sound. The best is that when you learn to trust AAMS, you can expect the same thing happening each time you use AAMS. So now that we have analyzed the audio files that we need for our own reference creation, how do we create a reference out of one or more source or reference files? That is quite easy. We go to our directory of analyzed files and select the files that we need. You can select files by clicking with the mouse and hold Ctrl or Shift. In this fashion you can determine what will be the next new reference. And we can now batch these files into a single source or reference. And use the new batched references for our own music. The most important part of a source or reference that AAMS has analyzed before, is that all files created by AAMS in past or future, can be used and reused. And the already vast and compiled AAMS reference database is of course a great source of information and usability. In this directory you can see all files that we have analyzed before. So let's make new references out of them. Select files by style or combine them. All you have to do is select files and batch these into a new source or reference. On top of that, combining, analyzing, and adjusting a source or reference can lead into a new reference or source. Batching, adding source or references, gives almost unlimited possibilities. In this directory we have all kinds of styles, alike, DJ dance, EDM, rock, rap, and some world music. We can now combine and select the files we need for a new style reference. Let's say we want a new EDM reference and we take the tracks of DJ Tuff and some other EDM artists. We select the files we need and use the button Batch selected audio files into one reference. We can now see the list of files to be batched into a single reference. When we press OK, AAMS will batch the files and you can give this new reference a name. We call it, for instance, EDM, House. But of course you can give the new reference any name. It is possible to combine any source or reference together this way. Just name and save the new reference. So if you have comparison music or audio tracks, or it is commercial music already made and you think it will support and suit your style of music, just copy all of those audio tracks into one directory and feed them into AAMS Analyzer. Use the Batch Analyze function. Let AAMS Analyzer batch each of them. Then when you have all of those tracks analyzed, select the files you need for your own new reference. And then create a new reference out of them with the Batch Reference function. This is one of the strong points of AAMS. Because a user can try new tracks and load them into AAMS. And AAMS will create a good fitting style for your own music. Because AAMS is source and reference related as well as calculating the differences. With those differences, AAMS Analyzer creates suggestions. Not only the user can use the suggestions to see and hear, but also can master with AAMS over and over, in the same way. But however, all possibilities are great, the AAMS program can really speed up the mastering process. Because once you've found your sound for your music with AAMS, an even better and more steady results come out of AAMS mastering processing. The end result can be adjusted to be better and better, until you find it great to fit your music. And then, this result can be done again and again, with a few button clicks. Because once you've found the right reference for your music, AAMS will master it each time with the same system of mastering audio processing tools. Then you can drink a cup of coffee and relax, while AAMS will master all your music at the fly. Now you can really listen what you expect. With AAMS, you can audio master music with just a few button clicks. The user can master against already made references out of the 200 plus database of styles. The user can adjust and control the style taken from the database, combine and adding. The user can create a new reference out of the database or out of imported tracks. The user can control the frequency spectrum of a reference with center, left, or right adjust. The user can let AAMS automatic master audio files, or semi-automatic, or even manual. AAMS can create the audio mastered file, but also can create and save all in-between files, so you can step into the AAMS processing. Edit the files how you want them to sound with other tools, and return to AAMS and finish the mastered audio. There are a lot of users that use AAMS Analyzer and displays to see how to better their mix, even before mastering is done, and they fix the mix. They do master with AAMS, but first to hear the end result. This will give a good view and hearing, how your mix will sound after mastering. Then they correct the mix tracks and compare again with AAMS, until their mix is finished. A better mix will sound better as a master. And still we think and our supporters of fans think, AAMS is the best mastering tool. AAMS is built from the year 2004 until now. That is years of experience written into a software program. Over the years we have listened to our users and built a software package that will master audio in the best way possible, without hurting or damaging. AAMS does not do a straight copy of the sound, it will not just copy the reference to the source. AAMS does calculations on source and reference, creates suggestions, and set up the DSP processors so they give best results. Keeping your own audio material intact and still raise the levels towards the reference in the best possible way. With the AAMS freeware version, you can master audio unlimited times. With the AAMS professional version, has all locked options, opened. And you can manipulate and change your style, to create your sound. Now you can listen what you expect. AAMS Auto Audio Mastering System. www.curiosa.com